No longer can credit card companies come to a college campus and hand out free T-shirts or other swag to students who sign up. It's a good rule, according to Bruce Spate, who heads up the Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group, otherwise known as WISPIRG.
Students are lured in with these free gifts and gimmicks and then get mired in credit card debt on top of the debt that many students already have just to pay for college.
Now, anyone under the age of 21 must either prove they have the means to pay back a balance or have a cosigner. Banks must also give 40 days' notice before raising interest rates. Spate's group is pushing for more oversight in the form of a Consumer Financial Protection Agency. He says it would regulate risky financial products, similar to how the Consumer Product Safety Commission recalls faulty things like toasters or toys.
So, for example, you know, here recently, and what's been talked about quite a bit, was the creation of investments called derivatives that fell outside of, you know, anyone's responsibility to oversee. And so there wasn't anyone making sure that the banks who were marketing these products and Wall Street who was marketing these products, that they were actually safe products that weren't going to be disastrous for our economy.
The U.S. House of Representatives included such an agency in a banking reform package. It still needs approval from the Senate. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.